you money.
Blog Talk Radio.
We examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao, in India, namaste, in Japan, konnichiwa, in Korea, annyeonghaseyo, in Russia, zdravstvuyte, in Germany, guten tag, in Poland, dzień dobry, in France, bonjour, in Spain, hola, in Italy, ciao, in Egypt, hasen wasabi, in Ghana, akwaba, in Nigeria, Peleo, in South Africa, Saobona, in Senegal, Nangadek, in Kenya, Jambo, in Israel, Shalom, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. Want to talk to you.
All right. Yes, we want to talk to you. And if you heard it twice, it was just more impactful that way. We'll play it again a little later just to make sure that you've got the full scope of what we do here at the Female Solution. Thank you for joining us today with Move Around with Deborah. We got a full 2 hours, and I'm sure we may go a little bit further. We're excited about doing things and continuing on. I want to give honor to those of you who have gone before us. I just got word that one of my older ancestral cousins has passed away, and it was always a joy to be there. You know, we're going and coming each and every day, every moment, and I just want to come to you today to talk about self-love. That is the first love. If you don't know yourself, if you don't recognize that you're self-love, and we talk about love all the time, and I think that is a word that we kind of abuse and use, it is a word that we definitely kind of abuse. Yes, and sometimes we take love as abuse. We think we're in love, but we're being abused, and that is not something that we want to live with for the rest of our lives. We want to come out of that. We want to show you, and hopefully something that will be said here today will help you navigate your life as you move around. Now, of course, Move Around with Deborah was initiated because of travel. So, of course, we're going to talk about some travel today. Absolutely. Who doesn't like to travel? I know that most conversations that we hear about now, and if it's some type of in-depth conversation or lasting conversation, it has something to do with travel. You can apply travel to any topic. Well, at least I can. And if you're not sure, I can show you how. Yes, let's just talk about it. So I want you to know that you can reach out to us, talk to us, share with us on Facebook. If you're looking on Facebook, or on YouTube, give us some conversation, Or, of course, you can actually call in and talk to us about it. Our call-in number is, we've got two, just in case. Our Blog Talk Radio talk-in line number is 1-515-605-9325. That's 1-515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to us, and we will pull you on in so we can have this conversation. And the second number that we have available for you to dial in, because I know sometimes you can't dial in to one because of business situations, money. But you can certainly call in 1-727-731-5192. That's 1-727-731-5192. So you got two numbers. You can dial in and join us in this conversation that we're going to have today about love, loving yourself, knowing yourself, finding yourself, and traveling by yourself. Yes, solo travel is one of the biggest markets that is developing now. A lot of people always wanted to travel with someone for many reasons, and we're going to look at a couple of clips today to cover the and concerns about solo travel. But it's something that you can certainly do if you just step out on faith and do it. I know you say you start talking about travel, and then so many people, oh yes, I want to go. I want to go. Let's get that started. Let's go. We're going to have a great time. And then when it comes time to put those deposits down or secure those dates, you know, their situation, life is what it is, and those people who really wanted to go with you are not able, and then you're stuck because you wanted to go. You have your finances in order. You have the time available. You've secured the spot that you want to travel to, and you find that those who were going to travel with you are not able to. Well, now I want you to know to kind of relax your fears on traveling solo, and we're going to talk about that. You know, the world is at your fingertips. All you have to do is reach out and touch. Remember that commercial, reach out and touch? I think that was the Yellow Pages, which is something else that we no longer have as prevalent as we once had. There are still Yellow Pages that are being printed because I was delivered one just last year. So, but if you want to travel, we are here to let you know that the travel opportunity is there. What you should have in your covertures or in your Rolodex, if those of you, I'm going to throw out some words today that you may not know. If you're a younger aged person, you don't have the wherewithal of hearing these words, but there's a Rolodex. Rolodex is just for your contacts. So, but you should have a travel advisor in your contacts, because they are learning, they're professionals, and they're learning about different travel opportunities, perks and changes, security, you know, just different things of that nature. And that's something, you're an expert in what you do. If you are a makeup artist, or a hairstylist or a nail technician, and I'm going into the nail technicians because that was my first nail technician. My cousin who just passed, she was my first nail technician years ago. So anyway, but whether you're traveling for business, pleasure, by plane, train, bus, automobile, bicycle, or even space, to or help you navigate the best strategies in planning, because that's the first thing. After your thoughts, this is what you want to do. The first crucial thing is to plan your trip and then enjoy it. So we here at Move Around with Deborah offer interactive opportunities such as where you can comment on social media, engage with the audience, and call in. And our mission is to increase awareness and knowledge in the travel industry. So with that being said, first off, as always, you know, I feel, and I hope that you will receive, the airport is your first destination. Most often, I know you travel by car and by train and bus and whatnot, but when I travel, I think of, okay, I'm getting on that plane, because I used to do those long trips on the road, and they were fun, you know, getting on the road. I'm in the Midwest, so we're in the middle of everything, and getting on the road and traveling south or east or west was exciting. It was fun. Right now, I just want to get there. So the airport, I have found the airport is the first destination of your vacation or of your journey. And there are so many things that are going on in airports. I mean, you've got to be there. You've got to be there at least two hours. And I'm serious. Don't play with that. But at least 2 hours, and if you're traveling internationally, 3 hours. Now, it fluctuates from which city you're flying out of, which airport, because some airports are busier than others. Some have more congestion than others. Some are larger, so being larger, the distance from where you enter the airport when you get dropped off by your ride to your transportation to your gate could be a couple of miles. Actually, it could be at least about. So you want to make sure you get there early enough. And in doing so, we find that we have to take up that time, because once we get to the gate, if we're not running the hustle and bustle, now we're sitting. And what do we do? We get in our phone, sure, we have our technical, you know, making sure we got everything. But then what do? Saying that the airport is your first destination. So I have some exciting things that were going on that I found with airport news, and it was really exciting. Did you know, of course, today is February. We're in the month of February, so we are, Black History Month, that one of those hallmark moments. History is every day. Black history is every day. We're always making history. Everyone's history is every day. We focus on a particular month to shout it out to the world, to continue the awareness. But I want you to understand that beyond February, beyond March, beyond April, May, and all the other months, continue to live and understand what your history was, what her history was, and what your history will be. You see, the beginning of this show is now history. That's how recent it was. But the history that we tend to focus on is in the past. And when we talk about airports, did you know that in 1931, citing because it's in my neighborhood, in 1931, there was an airport that Cornelius Coffey and John Robinson, two black auto mechanics turned aviators, built the first black-owned airport and flight school Illinois. Yes, with the help of Willa Brown and Janet Harmon Bragg, again in 1931. Can you imagine? Look at us now. Now, it was a short-lived situation because in 1933, a windstorm came through, blew it into pieces, and it was never rebuilt. But there is an historical marker at 4046 South Lawndale. We talked about Janet Harmon Bragg, who became the first African-American woman to hold a commercial pilot license. A Bragg helped buy the first airplane for the Robins Airport. So, yes, what an amazing thing to learn. You and I tell you, I know Google, and I hope that AI doesn't shift it too much or we corral it. Google is awesome, but I knew that, and I did have to do some researching on that. Thing I want to talk about is current news. Yes, current news. Whereas we have in our midst Western Air, our airline, our family, one of the only Black-owned and operated airlines in the Western Hemisphere. That's another old school verbiage, Western Hemisphere. Look it up. But I am so excited. I haven't flown their airlines just yet, but I am looking to maybe do so. Now, you want to know where they are located? Of course, in the Bahamas. Are located in the Bahamas. And right now, we have this young lady who is the daughter of Captain Rex and Chandri, who is now overseeing their airlines right there in the Bahamas. So we are excited about hearing that. Now, going on. We're not going to stop at the airplane. No. I am an advocate of getting our people involved in aviation to the degree of space travel. I know. Yes. Space travel, what are you talking about? That's unforeseeable. Well, the car travel was unforeseeable until it was put out there. Now everybody wants a car. Space travel is going on. We all have heard about our first African-American woman in space, Dr. Mae C. Jemison, who actually grew up in Chicago. Her mother was a teacher and her father was a maintenance supervisor. So we always celebrate her. But, you know, we say the first this, the first that, and we don't recognize those who come. Everybody can't be first, but there are others. There are hundreds of folks working in various space programs around the world, and there's certainly room for you, child, you can reach. So let's get back to Earth and honor one of those other avenues of education. Here is Stephanie Diana Wilson. Now, Stephanie is NASA's most senior, most flown in space African-American female astronaut, selected to become an astronaut in 1996. She became the second Black woman in space, flying three space shuttle missions to the International Space Station, ISS, and logging at least days in orbit. So, Stephanie Diane Wilson, congratulations to you. And I bring that up because I want folks to know you don't have to be the first. Don't give up because someone else thought about it. Don't give up your dreams because someone else did it. Don't give up. We are living in a world where it's so many opportunities for us. If you can think it, you can dream it, it is good. It is real. You can do it. I definitely want you to know that it is there for you. Now, we've talked about the airport, and we've talked about the space shuttle, the space travel. Let's get back down to brass tacks. Yes, the Green Book. If you have not heard of the Green Book yet, I want you to reach out. This is one of our Book of the Month. It's called the Negro Motorist Green Book. And there are hundreds of publications of this. The Green Book was created Let me come back. Here is my copy of the Green Book that was from 1949. And for those of you who are not quite familiar with what the Green Book is, it's actually the Negro Motorist Green Book. There are situations where blacks could not travel the country. There's a good depiction of the Green Book in Driving While Black. That is one of the PBS notations, a PBS show, Driving While Black. It talks about the country and the automobile and our development, how folks were able to move from one part of the country to the other. And the Green Book was created so black folks could move safely because they could not just stop at any gas station. They could not stop at any motel. They couldn't stop at any restaurant along the route as they crossed the country of the United States. And we used to, I don't know if some of you, I hope some of you remember, but some of you are not aware because you just know you get on the road and you stop at the McDonald's or you stop at the hotels along the way and you're not sure about sundown towns. Sundown towns are real. And I'm not going to get into it right now, but I want you to take a note of some of the things that are said during these broadcasts. You should always have a paper and pencil available. And please forgive me for neglecting to remind you of that as we start this journey today. But some of these things are right there at your fingertips. You need to get involved and understand this is part of history. It is good to know history so we don't repeat the bad history. We're just going forward with the good history. And I should know that if you need any understanding, you're not quite sure, let me know. So we can go forward. Don't settle on just anything. Understand who you are, where you are, where you're going. Also, I want you to know that the Negro Motorist Green Book is part of the Smithsonian Museum display. There are also displays that's now touring at the Pedersen Automotive Museum in Los Angeles until March 10th. It will then be March 30th, 2024 to June 23rd, 24th to Jimmy Carter Field Library right there in Atlanta. Then it moves on in July 13th, 24 to October 13th, 24 to the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. Please, if you're in the area or if you're traveling through the area, make it a point to stop by and tour the exhibit. It is fascinating. I was able to see the exhibit as I traveled across the country in Pittsburgh just last year. It was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yes, that was a trip. That was exciting. But I want you to get out. Here are some things that you definitely don't want to miss out on. And again, Driving While Black, which is a PBS production. Everyone should see it. It's a couple of hours, break it down. If you find it on PBS, record it. So if you have to step away and do something, you know, life changes all the time. Life throws things at you. You might have to go get some popcorn. PBS has some commercials, but I'm not sure what you might be involved with at the time, but that is a good production. Please, please, please check it out. So are you ready? I hope you are. When we come back, we're going to do a couple of commercials. And you know my technical skills are really challenging, but I'm going to bring you some commercials that I hope you are ready to receive. Again, make sure you go get that pencil and paper, because not only after we do our commercials, we're going to come back and we're going to have a dynamite speaker. I tell you, this woman has she's done quite a bit. She's an author. She's a solo traveler. She's an experienced person. She's a retreat expert, someone you should know. She's someone who's making history just like you can. So I want you to prepare yourself. Make sure you come back and join in as we go to our commercials. And let's get started.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
All right. I've got one more for you here.
Attention all talented teens ages 13 to 19. Are you ready to show the world what you've got? You're excited to announce the latest global virtual teen talent contest, where you win cash prizes and scholarships by performing your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a 1-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Upload the video. Link in description or comment.
Please submit your video by the deadline. We're looking for a wide range of talent, from singing and dancing to magic tricks and comedy skits. So whether you're a musician, an actor, or a chef, we want to see your unique talent. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait. Start filming and good luck.
I'm back. Are you ready? Are you ready to get excited? Come on now. Let me first pull in our executive producer, Naima Latif. How are you?
I am fantastic. And
fabulous. Fabulous. Yes, I got your message. I don't know.
Well, we want to make sure we can send this out to all of the people who love your show and want to love your show and need travel advice.
Yeah, so you can see me, I'm assuming, you can see me on my Facebook page.
What's your name?
Deborah Smith or A.D. Brown Travel. That's A.D. Anthony David Brown Travel. Or Move Around
with
it's on
Facebook? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
All on Facebook. All on Facebook.
Okay.
Yes. I try to have a presence. I'm not real eclectic with this presence. I'd rather sit down and talk to you one-on-one. But, you know, sometimes that's what it is. Maybe I can get someone to come along and help me with my technical challenges. But until then, please know you can always reach us by phone, the 1515. Let's see. I have so many numbers in my mind.
Yes, you are. A.D. Brown Travel. Okay.
515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. That's our Blog Talk Radio /the-female-solution on the Williams email or website. Or you can call 1-727-731-5192. That's 1-727-731-5192. So, oh my goodness, what are we talking about today? Love. Self-love.
Yes.
Personal love.
You know, we just got through, I watched a few still. I like to watch, you know, comedies. And during the Valentine's Day observation, what day was that, Wednesday, you know, there are a lot of different comedies about couples going on trips for Valentine's Day, and that's supposed to be the big romantic thing, you know, and I watched their old rerun of Martin's where they, you know, all their friends are going on these romantic cruises, and she and Gina, his wife, is kind of sad because they weren't going anywhere, and then so he arranged some trip, and it ended up, you know, some little ramshackle.
Oh, yeah. I saw that a long time ago.
And she started crying because it was just so sad and pitiful. But, you know, I think about how sometimes people feel like they can't go on a trip unless they go with a partner, or they can't enjoy a cruise unless it's a romantic cruise with you know, a romantic. Enjoy the trip, and it's okay. You have to go by yourself.
Just enjoy being in a different place than your regular everyday.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not about, you know, I know it's good when you're going somewhere else to see the sights and take in the sights, but sometimes you just want to rest. And
yeah.
And that's what I want our guest, our special guest, Ms. Nanette Smith from Rest, Renew, Restore Retreat.
Ooh.
I want to bring her on. I believe she's ready. Let me find it here. Yes, there she is. Hi. Welcome. We're so glad to have you here today.
Thank
how are things going for you?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
You're a producer, and your wonderful smile, you place a platform for people to understand. And I want to invite everyone to rest, renew, restore, retreat, and ministry. I'm also a cancer survivor.
Oh, wow.
You know, this is no accident, and I have to say this to you. And can I read something just briefly to start everything out? Rest your body and use your money wisely. But I'm only going to read a little bit of this. God allowed me to live to tell the story so that you can get just a remnant of hope for my story. I lived on the edge for years. I didn't have to save money like I was raised to do as a single parent. And every dime had to be accounted for to survive. And at times, looking into my window of life was saying to me, at least you can have a credit card. But later years, I had to pay for that credit card through a lot of sweat and tears. So one thing I started doing during this time was taking a trip for myself and one with my children. These trips sometimes consist of just a movie. Other times, I would just walk in the park. I would save over a year or two and enjoy a trip. But see, the power is in your hand, and only with faith in God can you conquer your mountains. I started small. And that's why I wanted to say exactly what you were talking about. Retreats are time to get away for you. And I have to make sure you understand that, because when you get away from you, you come back stronger.
Yes.
And once you're relieved of whatever is bogging you down, then you can bring someone with you so they can feel that retreat and that joy for themselves. But if you don't have self-love for yourself, you continue to suppress and hide behind what really is bothering you. It's like when I took a homie, it was for and I really didn't get into it because the first 2 weeks, you're sore. Where was that love going to come? I kept going and plugging and plugging. And life has a tendency of doing the same thing to you. It will hit you. And then as soon as you feel like you're getting your strength, someone will knock you down. Somebody won't be there for you when you call for their help. Or it seems like it's on purpose. You're finally asking for some help. You're finally saying, I need a little time with someone. And then they're not available. It's no accident.
Wow.
There's no accident. Yeah. It's time for you to get self-love.
Yeah. You have to know how to pull yourself up. I look at folks who are, especially the bullying. Bullying is so prevalent now. Bullying issue. And we used to bully talking about, you know, the mama jokes and whatnot. That's all a form of bullying. And we used to laugh and joke and see somebody fall and hurt themselves. And they're hurting, but we're laughing. That's all a part of bullying. And I say, you know, look at what you're doing, how you're affecting others. You're not showing self-love because there might be something wrong with you. Where is your self-love? Because if you had self-love, you would not be pushing that bullying mentality onto the world.
Absolutely. Exactly. And see, guess what? I always wanted to write this book called Kindergarten is So Important. Everybody would laugh at me. Then I realized somebody had already written it.
Mm.
You know,
write your version of it.
When you're younger, they have you all line up to get water. You never even realize it. It's a purpose in that. Some would cut. Some would get in front of somebody else. But the purpose was to see if you were patient. Would you share? Because everybody would run for it when it was time. Some would let other people in front. But if you never got that purpose in life down front, you will now see that person forward cutting you off in front. Everything had a part of your life.
Yes.
The foundation is so important. If you were raised, if you could, somebody got up in the morning and said, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, come give me a hug. Sometimes self-love was always being created already because you assumed that's what everybody else was being treated like.
Right.
You didn't know that in the other house down the street when they came outside, they were all smiling, but what was happening behind closed doors.
Right, right. And that's when somebody blasts out. That's yes. when they lash out. Because
yes.
something is not comfortable where in their space, in their realm. And I like that part about that kindergarten. Yes, write that book because we need more and more. Whoever wrote it first, I didn't see it, but I'll see yours.
That's right.
You go to school. We send, you know, education begins in the womb,
yes.
even before the womb. But you have to, when that child is birthed, you're teaching, you're educating. Then we only send our children to schooling for social skills.
Come on.
That's where they build those social skills because we're going to give them that education at home.
Yeah.
We have to educate ourselves. We have to continue to educate ourselves so we can educate them. But we are, if you primarily are sending them to school and understanding that's where they're getting their social skills, then we can kind of maybe turn this anxiety that these folks are having around.
That is really
watch a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. You know, anytime you see a child or an adult that's mean to somebody, it's because that's what has happened to them. People are always expressing their own experience. Sometimes knowing that can help you forgive people who are nasty or cruel or mean because you know it's really out of the pain of what they experience, like you say, in their home. So everything that happens to you as a child, it shapes you. And either you have a foundation of joy or you have a foundation of sadness, depending
right.
on what your parents and siblings and all the people
right.
who shaped you gave you. When I go to high schools, I do something a little special that was not created by me, but I took it on. I always have them have on their piece of paper or their phone. I said, write down 5 things that people said about you not nice. Because we have a tendency to always remember those. Write down 5. And I need you to fold that paper for me. That 5 on one side of what they said about you, and you're not pretty, you don't look good, whatever they said, because it's always there. And they can write that list really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I say turn on the other side, write down things that people, 5 things people have said nice about you. It takes a little while longer.
Struggle to walk.
Right in the front of their brain.
Yes.
The hurt was always in the front.
Yes.
And then I need you to write on, go on your phone that you never use and write on your calendar 30 days from now, 60 days from now, and 90 days from now. And I want you to remember marking out the negative things people said and only remembering the positive. So in other words, I want you to fold this up, put it in your wallet, ladies, put all your men, put it somewhere that you'll see it. And then when that alarm comes on your phone, I want you to pull it out and mark off the negative things, each one of them, and remember the positive.
Yes.
I was told this by a teacher. I heard this. They told them to do that years ago. And years later in their life, they were all at a funeral together. Sad, but it brings us together. And some people still have that in their wallet.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah, that was a powerful moment.
That's how we have to do those affirmations, too.
Yeah. Remember the pause.
I have some of those. I'm glad you asked.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Everybody got their stand?
Right.
Ready?
If this says strong women versus strong women of strength, it's for anybody, okay? A strong woman works out every day to keep her body in shape. So your body and in shape.
Mm.
But a woman of strength kneels in prayer to keep her soul in shape.
Mm.
A strong woman isn't afraid of anything, but a woman of strength shows courage in the midst of her fear.
Mm.
A strong woman won't let anyone get the best of her, but a woman of strength gives the best of her to everyone.
A strong woman walks sure-footedly, but a woman of strength knows God will catch her when she falls.
Mm.
A strong woman wears a look of confidence on her face, but a woman of strength wears grace. A strong woman has faith when she is strong enough for a journey, but a woman of strength has faith that it is in the journey she will become strong. I keep these affirmations with me because God at times uses me to hand them out to people. And I have to say this real quickly. I'm in a business meeting years ago working for a prominent company. So when we fly up to an organization, we really don't get to know each other. We get to have business, have a couple of meals, and they fly us back home. So I keep these little sayings with me, just like the one is God says I'm impossible. God says all things are possible, and then I have a scripture for it. But when I have these other ones that just, you know, things like, you know, strong woman and woman of strength. See, we look at women and say, I look at you and both women and say, you're women of strength. But I don't know if sometimes do you lean on others and tell people when you're hurting. So I'm in a business meeting, and then we take a break. And God says, go give this woman that you see across from you, this strong woman versus woman of strength. She's dressed to kill. She got a suit on, hair up to the teeth, up to the nines, dressed to the nines, and her hair fixed perfectly, and smiling and speaking whenever they're asking her great questions. And I said to myself in my spirit, can you give that woman this? She's got it all together from the outside. So we took a break. And I ran over here, and I was obedient to God's will. And I read and put it in her little folder and came back to my on my side. I came back in, opened it up to start reading. And she looked around the table. And she pointed at me and told me, meet me outside. When I went outside, I said, Lord, you told me to do this. She got outside. She says, nah, this is how I know there's a God. Because I'm going through hell.
Okay.
Please forgive me if we're not able to say that word. She said, I'm about to lose it. And see, what if I had not been obedient and only looked at the outside of her appearance? And I ask women all the time when I have a conference, I says, how long did it take you to get dressed this morning? Throw your makeup, dress and everything. Just don't say it out loud to me. Mm-hmm. But how long did it take for you to take care of that inner spirit?
Look at that.
I don't mind us looking good. Believe me, I have room for improvement in all areas. And I'm getting better every time I go on and I look back on and say, you didn't fix your hair. You didn't do whatever. But I did get into the scripture and I read that word. And for those who are not biblical, just moment of silence. Whatever it is, you to get strength in your spirit. And that's the reason why it keeps me going in self-love. I love taking retreats by myself, not knowing no one, because when I was a travel agent a long time ago, you didn't get to pick who you traveled with. So it got me in the mode of you never knew who it was. It was the same thing. But you got to go and meet people and go all over the world, but you didn't know that person. And then when my job started moving me all over the United States, my children was grown. Sometimes I said, okay, I'll go with it. But in the quiet times of not being in a relationship at the moment, I got to learn what Nanette likes. And so when I'm out at the high schools, I ask them, can you go 2 hours without your phone? Can you go home in a room and put your phone in another room? And I said, don't answer me. Just think about it.
Right.
Because I want you to be able to, just in case mom or dad can't fail to pay that bill for the phone next month, or if your relationship is not wanting you to be having those extra activities, can you be in a room together or by yourself?
By yourself.
And be able to deal with it. What do you like? What's your favorite color? What music do you like?
What do you like? How will you handle
the quietness?
Not having. Yes.
A lot of relationships broke up over COVID because we couldn't go nowhere. We had to be with what?
Each other.
So thank God for the trips that I had already taken. Thank God for the, and I'm saying that because that's my, whatever you believe in, I think, that's what I'm saying. I faith. I'm thankful for those times.
Yes.
Because people tell me now, Nanette, those people that are older than me, you know, couple, they talk to me and say, you know, my husband would, I kept on saying, let's take a trip. Next, take a trip. And my husband would say, we'll do it when I retire.
Mm-mm.
And now they're of the age to retire. Their health's not good.
Right.
So they was not able to take those trips. And when I say trips, plan for them economically. You know, plan for 2 years out or a year out.
That's the key.
That's it.
Planning.
Okay.
Planning is the key to life. I mean, we planned to be here.
Yes.
We set it up. We planned what we were going to wear. We planned what time we were going to start.
Yes.
What we were going to do, what we were talking about. We had to plan it. We had to put it together. It first was here, then here, and then we just do it.
Yes. And young people are looking, because I'll never forget my granddaughter saying a couple of years before COVID hit. It had gotten better. And it was the month of May. And me, my daughter, and granddaughter was on the phone together on FaceTime. And my daughter says, well, Les, I'm coming to see you. I said, okay. And we're going to do such and such. My granddaughter was in the back seat listening. Not because we had planned, right? But
mm-hmm.
then when they were actually at my house in Dallas, she came to us and said, you guys just don't say things, you do it. We turn around. Yeah. We just not even 30 days ago said we were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's follow through. So that's why I'm getting to Rest, Renew, Restore, Retreat.
Okay.
Let's plan and follow through.
Yes. Yes. And in order to do that, you got to get started. So right now, are you writing down Nanette's information? Rest, Renew, Restore Ministries at gmail.com. Rest, Renew, Restore Retreats on Facebook. And you can call them, give them your number.
770-654-9687.
Yes. 770-654-9687. Wow. I hope you learned something as we talk to Nanette today. I'm not sure. Are you going to be able to stay with us a little longer?
We have
some more to go. And then you have a book.
Yes. I read a little bit from it.
Oh, yes. Tell us about that book.
Broken Men and Women Should Not Date.
How about that? How about that? I'm a little technical here.
It's short. It's to the point. It's my story. Then at the end, I give you time to ask some questions about yourself and then to stay in touch with me. And we have retreats. We have one coming up in Atlanta.
Okay.
It's called the Lit Retreat and Conference.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You're able to live the life we talk about.
Okay.
Live in hallelujah.
You say
lit. Lit conference.
L-I-T. Conference.
Yes, retreat. I had to put conference in there because people were saying, well, I need to get away for three reasons. So when I get away, I need some help when I'm getting away and some conferences. But we got surprises for you. We're going to do it in a way that you never saw it done.
And when is this?
This is, I'm pulling that up, April the 26th. Caught me off guard a little bit.
That's all right.
The 26th, 27th, and 28th is in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Hold on. To the 28th?
Yeah, we come that Friday night, everyone checks in, and we have a get-to-know each other.
In Atlanta? Atlanta?
In Atlanta. And what you do is if you would text LIT 480-485-2227, it'll give you all the information.
Okay, that's 480-485-2227.
Yes.
That's the word lit.
Lit, L-I-T.
Okay, let's see here. If I can put this up here. Okay. There it is.
Wow. You go ahead. You go ahead. Don't you tell me what you can't do.
I tell you, I can get it together. Take me a minute.
It will tell you everything. We got a discount on the hotel, and guess what?
Oh, good.
You will fly into Atlanta Airport. The shuttle takes you to the free to the hotel because the hotel that I'm once you Renaissance Concord is right there at the airport.
We like playing and stuff like that. Transportation. Yes. We don't
everything. Everything. Once you pay your commitment, and it's a commitment that you are paying to invest in yourself. I have to say that.
Okay.
I don't make much, like you say, profit. And then we give away personal items to a church or organization while we're in that city or state.
Oh, right. So it's a purposeful in many ways.
Yes, I make sure I'm always giving back.
Travel.
So we give Pampers to those single parents. We give toilet paper. We give I don't just go to a city and take, I give to a city and state where I go.
You know, we're going to be talking about that.
I tell you.
And I'm trying to think, is it not in April? Purposeful travel. Yes, we're going to be talking about purposeful travel. You know, when you travel, you got to have a purpose. When you do something, there should be a purpose. And we are in a lifestyle where we can afford to do more than we are doing.
Yes.
We don't have the finances to do what we want to do. We have them to do what we need to do. And then there are those who we can reach out for. I said, what in this history month, And every day, put something in the bag to give away, whether it be food or clothing or personal linens or something like that. Take one item a day and dedicate to put it in a bag. And then once you have built up, you know, enough, then you take that and give it to someone. There are so many people that will even, you can call, pick up free. They will come and get it and give it, you know, put it in your vehicle. And as you're on the side of the road, you see somebody on the side of the road,
you
know, they're homeless, hand it to them.
That's what I do with the toiletries that I obtain whenever I'm going to a, you know, hotel. I got bags of, you know, they're limited in space. I learned that the hard way. I was staying real quick in New York for a whole week going to an opera. The Met Opera, got to go behind the stage, do all that, get to meet the sopranos, just enjoy. I love multi-music all over. Long story short, I had saved all the items for that week, and I gave it to the first person I said, and they said, no, I don't have enough room for all that. You say, wait a minute, they're homeless. They're not taking what I'm giving. No, no, no. They have also have a plan, and they know they're moving, so they only have a small amount of room.
Yes.
And so they have the wisdom and knowledge that they went in the
not
bag.
To be greedy.
Right. They went in the bag and took some soap, a couple shampoos, and said thank you. And that's what I do now whenever I go. Most I always consume a bag, so then I can make up little new bags to give to others.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if you can see this. I think you can't. Oh, no, it's not coming up.
Mm-mm.
I text you Life and Truth Conference and Retreat. It has everything on there because you can get a discount on the room.
Okay. I'll have to share it.
Maybe.
I
don't want you missing.
I'll clear everybody.
You're doing wonderful. You're doing wonderful. And we appreciate you, not just saying that because you're my sister-in-law.
We
appreciate the platform and the desire that you want to do. And not only, that's why I said, the conference is wonderful. I get to meet people. We always celebrate somebody on the white linen party that we have that Saturday night. You see, because it's rest. The Friday night, you rest your mind. Saturday, you have a renewing. So we give you some classes to change or help your life. Mm-hmm. Then we let you break so you can rest again your body. You don't want to run you too much because you go back tired. You ever take a vacation, you come back, you have to take another vacation.
Right.
That's not the purpose. No. Then that night we celebrate someone by white linen, dressing up a little bit, different color every year. And then Sunday we celebrate again because we restored. They said, well, we can't do, you can't get changed in a weekend. I'm just planting the seed.
Yeah.
It's up to you and me to continue it, this journey. It's in the mind, soul, and spirit.
Yeah.
It's also rest, renew, restore, three stages of sleep. If you really lay down and get rest, your mind is being renewed while you sleep. And when you wake up, you're restored.
Mm. Yeah, we all need some of that. We all need, even if we have to do it virtually.
That's it.
We
because if you don't slow it down, people are not going to. I remember when I retired the first time. I started telling people I'm retired. They started saying, okay, good, you can help me with this. Next thing I know, I was doing more work than I was working.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That happened. Oh,
and I didn't know how to say no. But when my body, like this past week, I went and did the PGA for hours and hours each day, culinary helping, it wore me out. And I had to acknowledge I'm seasoned. But I need to have the wisdom and say, yeah, the money's good.
Hello.
However, love me enough.
I love to sit back. I did the planning. Let's pass on that gauntlet anyway. If we continue to do it and then something happens to us and then everybody's sitting around saying, what do we do to learn? So I truly, truly enjoyed you. Are you going to be able to say, I know you're
No, I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying? Okay, so we're going to go and do a couple more of these commercial breaks, and I'm going to bring on a couple of other, we're going to bring Naima back when she gets back, but we've got another sister waiting in the ranks, Ms. Zoe. Hi, Zoe. Hello. Stop with Zoe. She's on every Thursday, and we're going to be talking about our rundown of our shows a little later. But Zoe is the one, she and another sister, Viata, who are going to be our guests when we talk about purposeful travel. Traveling for a purpose. It is so, we've got so much. And if we keep it like this, we can't show the love. So let me go to a couple of commercials here now. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brenda with Pi Avenue, and you're watching the Bench of Bad podcast training on the Higher Learning Network.
Yeah.
Attention all talented teens ages 13 to 19. Are you ready to show the world what you've got? You're excited to announce the latest global virtual teen talent contest, where you win cash prizes and scholarships by performing your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a 1-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Upload the video. Link in description or comment. 3. Submit your video by the deadline. We're looking for a wide range of talent, from singing and dancing to magic tricks and comedy skits. So whether you're a musician, an actor, or a chef, we want to see your unique talent. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait, start filming, and good luck.
All right, let me see here. Hold on, let me get back to what I'm doing here. Okay, Zoe. We have another sister that I wanted to bring to the awareness that talks a lot about self-love, self-awareness, and making sure that we take care of ourselves. Again, self-love is nourishing. That was the latest podcast that was established here. And that's Susan Essentials. Jody Susan, one of our sisters, she was on every Tuesday. Now we've done some switching, but Jody comes on Tuesdays at 3 o'clock Central Time or Eastern Time. Anyway, Susan Essentials. She's on all social media platforms. Please, please, please reach out. She talks heavily about self-love, nutrition, healing properties, and it is a worth that you cannot miss. If you are here to produce better for yourself and then reach back to those who we need to help along the way, that's what we're about here at the Female Solution. So I certainly hope that you are going to join us in knowing what we are here about and understanding, and we'll go from there. So, excuse me, Zoe Ma.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
You know, Zoe is not only does she focus on our merchandise. Zoe, I got my tea. I didn't get a chance to make my tea, but I am ready. Now, we have a platform, and I'm going to show everybody about our platform that we have on the FemaleSolution.com website about different items that we are marketing. And Zoe has taken on the gauntlet to bring these different items. I mean, she started off with a fanny warmer that's a seat cover.
And then, you know, also my travel bag.
Yes, I'm waiting for my travel bag. That travel bag is.
You know, the other, I used it 2 days ago, okay? First, it just started like this. Because I need to clean out my car, all the junk. So I took this bag in this, you know, it is this, to the auto shop, and then the mechanic person said, that bag is not big enough. I say, just wait. So I unzip the two zippers, and it's boom, like double the size. And I took all the junk. And he was so surprised. That's the beauty of it. Seeing is the deceiving.
Yes, it is. That's a nice sturdy bag, too.
Yeah, it is very good. It's sturdy. Actually, it's pretty and sturdy.
Okay. Yes.
So,
yes.
We introduced, you know, some products that is not available in your store. Like, even this morning, you know, I have this toilet kind of flush. It's more like a, not a function like a plunger. If your toilet gets, you know, clogged, instead of call a plumber for $300,
right,
you can use that one for just a second.
So, okay. Is it automatic? It's an automatic plunger?
No, it's like a, it almost like a, you know, air pump for the bicycle.
Oh,
so
okay.
Just give a minute, I will show you, okay? It shows up
okay.
on our product list on our Female Solution product. But
okay.
I'm just telling you, 2 days ago, my sink, my got clogged again. Same thing. I just use it. Boom,
and it popped right out. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that a little later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a, but now our focus today is self-love, self-awareness. We know that the love for ourselves comes first. And traveling alone, being able to have that confidence, that self-love, that confidence, so we can get out there and travel on our own. I have a couple of clips to talk about safety. Mm-hmm. But when we're traveling, and I know you are a world traveler, you want to share it, and Annette is definitely a world traveler. I tell you, you guys have been more than I have. But like I say before, we can always apply everything to travel at some point. So, Nanette, tell us a couple of places that you've been that are unusual.
I've been to Israel. We took 400 people on Israel. I've been to Australia and New Zealand. I go and take people that don't want to go out of the country by themselves. But it started all with a book of all reading. We love to read, and that's how our information was sold.
Okay.
And that's how we were able to get our listing. And then it started like that, of just loving to read, and then we would do get-togethers and go and have the author come and speak about their book.
We need more book reading because we're a society that's getting away from book reading. But we have one of our Tuesday hosts, she's phenomenal with books, and I want you and her to connect. But now, Zoe, you've got some interesting travel that you've done alone. Share with us.
You know, I spent most of my travel by myself. Mm-hmm. And as early as I was probably 10 years old in China. And so when I was 10 years old, and my grandma lived about 3 hours away by train. So my mom, just when I wanted to visit my grandma or my grandpa, on my father's side, my grandma on my mother's side, I was trained or used to travel by myself.
Okay.
And, you know, in the 80s, China was extremely, extremely safe. So, you know, I was able to go to see my grandma or grandpa by train 3 hours and then walk another half an hour to their house from the train station. And then when I was 15 years old, my mom rewarded me to have my solo trip to Beijing as a prize to get into, you know, college prep school. And so I went to Beijing on my own. My mom just gave me some direction. And so the last time before I went to Beijing was when I was 7 years old. So it was 8 years later, I went to Beijing all by myself as a 15 years old. Then I went to, in 1988, when I went to first time to South China, you know, I grew up in the North China. It's more like New England of China. Then in 1988, when I was a sophomore in college, I went to South China, like Miami of China, which is Guangzhou. So you are talking about it from New England to Miami, that kind of a change. Mm-hmm. And at that time, China was experiencing some change, and South China speaks a different dialect. So I do not speak their own local language. To them, I was a foreigner, even though we are Chinese. And it was not safe at that time. I remember I was followed by someone, and I noticed I was being followed right away because it was, so if you feel, you know, you are being followed, get into the crowd, get into public transportation. So that was, you know, so I came back safe and sound, even though I on my way back, it was during Chinese New Year, and there was almost no train because the whole China was traveling for Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. And then I was lucky to get on this new new train. It took me 66 hours, hot seat, travel all the way back to Vegas, you know, to my hometown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's a long
time. Yeah, but because during Chinese New Year for like a whole month, whole China, like 1.1 billion people is on the move because Chinese New Year is for people to reunite with their family no matter how far they are away.
Oh, and so that's what's going on now, right?
Right now, the season. It's about 15 days before Chinese New Year and then 15 days after Chinese New Year. So the whole month, China is on the move. Sometimes you can't even get into any ticket. It sold out a long, long time ago. I was barely able to make home during that trip in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1991, I traveled to Xinjiang all by myself after college graduation. So then it's really different. It's almost like I was, as a Chinese-looking person, traveled to Central Asia. Everybody looks different because they are more Caucasian, Central Asian look like, and the language is more like the Turkish or Arabic.
Yes, Turkish.
And I visited my friend's parents, find an interpreter to talk to me, even though they were both Chinese citizens. And also we're both Muslims. So the weaker Muslims do not speak Chinese at the time. You know, at that time he was in the 40s. So that generation do not speak Chinese, the official language. So it's to me, I'm the foreigner to them. Even though I'm a Muslim, they are Muslim, but living in the same country, hold the same passport.
Mm-hmm.
We are foreigners to each other. But now things are changing.
In the same country.
In the same country. And that's the reason. They were confined to their own community because they do not speak the language.
Yes.
But now it's better. I was watching a YouTube on another like city in central China, where there's a lot of Hui Muslims. I'm considered a Hui Muslim and the Uyghur Muslim. So there are more of the Uyghur Muslim travel to the rest of China to sell their goods or the food. And because they now can speak Chinese now, but before in the past, it was not required for them to speak the official language. Now it is a little bit of requirement for them to speak official language.
Wow. So I want to travel back a little bit because we want to make sure we educate the listeners about safety as you're traveling alone. And you said that someone was following you. You had an intuition, about someone following you. What did you do? What happened? That's that Holy Spirit talking.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did not speak the local language, so the people will notice me, even though we all look alike.
Mm-hmm.
But because I didn't speak the local language, they know I was outsider.
Mm-hmm.
So. And at that time, Southern China was not safe. Well, I think in the late 80s and the early 90s, as well as the 90s, China experienced very safety issues. There were kidnapping of kids and the women for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I kind of got a feeling someone was following me. So I walked very fast and I tried to get into the crowd. I didn't want to be alone in some kind of dark area. So if that happens, you just need to go to where the crowd is. Situation when I was in Guatemala in 1995. Actually, it was at the border, between the border of Guatemala and Mexico. I again traveled by myself from Mexico City to Guatemala City in 1995. And I was a poor student, of course, I can't afford a lot of things, so I took the bus from Mexico City to the border with Guatemala for 16 hours. And then by the time I got there, I missed the connection bus, so I was kind of stranded there. So as soon as I get out of the immigration, you know, all the people came to me. But this time, they didn't have to tell, like, I'm a foreigner by not speaking the local language. They can just see me. I'm not a Guatemalan. You know, it's very obvious.
Right. It's not like you were traveling within China. You know, you look, you know, the distinctive features were there. But now you're in a whole nother hemisphere. That's that Western Hemisphere. You were in the Eastern. Here's a geographical lesson today that I brought up, the Western Hemisphere. So the Western Hemisphere exists of North and South America.
Right.
So the Eastern Hemisphere is where China is. Am I right?
Yeah. I think, you know, in China, like Korea, even when I was in Malaysia in 1993, I think, and then Singapore, when I was in Singapore, I think it was fairly safe. I traveled Singapore all by myself too. Malaysia, that was on business trip. I traveled for work, but it was, but still when you walk around on the, when I was in Singapore with somebody I just met at the electronic shop. And he became my friend for a long time. Yeah. But you know, sometimes you can just judge by, you know, you with your sixth sense, is that person a good person or not?
Yeah.
So when I was crossing border in Guatemala, I didn't feel the people came to my face were friendly. So, you know, when they want to pick me up in their little taxi, I say, no, I'm not going to your taxi by myself.
That's right.
To get into a very crowded minivan,
even
though it was not possible, but to me, it's safer.
You're in a group.
More people. Let me show you this video that I came across about some of the do's and don'ts on solo travel.
I see my clothes to the clowns in each out here.
Oh,
and hi, commercial hospital, so from San Diego Comics.
Share of solo travel mistakes. So if you're new to solo traveling, you're about to take your first solo trip, or you're interested in traveling alone, then keep watching because in this video, I'm going to be talking about 8 solo travel mistakes not.
Uh-oh, do I have too much going on?
That's all right. That's what I do. I take people that are afraid and mostly by themselves. And I've done it with my children.
Stop sharing that, because she's not.
Can I share with you real quick? I started with my children doing that, like she said, at a young age. When you're divorced, sometimes you have to send your child to the in-laws, and sometimes, and then they get to learn at an early age how to travel. Also, there's an association. It's called Cultural Heritage Association. They allow students. The teacher gets a 50% off, and the children that go in middle school get to go travel all over the world. They've been doing it for years.
Now, say that again. Who is that?
Cultural Heritage Association. They're out of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And they allow middle school children to go on trips. Now, when you're saying they're not alone, but they're in a group, and they taught them, make sure your apparel looks like wherever you're going so you don't stand out. Have a strap bag on you like everybody else, like European or wherever you're going. Make sure you're always, like you said, it's a group. It's sometimes funny when you go up to someone the same color or from your thinking from your past. We were at the Lou. We went up to someone that was of our, looked like our culture, and they only spoke French. So it was a take, like, wait a minute, are you being rude to me? But no, he could not speak English. It taught you then also something was to happen when we went to Germany. The young men and older men were talking to the young ladies because it's not an age group thing that they offend if you're talking to young girls. And I said, they're only so-and-so. And they're like, what's the problem? So you learn also before you leave to make sure you learn the culture. We also taught them out of etiquette. Make sure, like when we went to Aruba, make sure you that etiquette is if you order something and most of the food is already pre-ordered for you, you need to eat everything on your plate or you've insulted the chef. See, that way that you got to learn different cultures also. When we took them to different places, we let them know. This time, nothing against the fast food. You're going to educate your palate wherever you're going. You're going to learn things. I mean, when we're in Germany, the best, all the sweetest and most flavorful vegetables.
Yes. Ooh.
Yes, we got to learn that. We got
Right out of the tree.
You got to learn because this will be the only time. I know at certain times the age, they let them drink earlier. But the thing is, you get to learn things before you go, and you need to blend in. Also, whenever you're going on a long trip like you, you need to stay up the first day and get on their time. That way you don't ruin the rest of your trip in a sleep and slumber. So if you're going over to Europe the first day, you're going to try to take a latest flight as you can, leaving out.
Okay.
And if you can divide up the trip, like fly here to L.A. and then leave out the next night at 11:59. So when you do, if you can fly over to Europe, you sleep a little bit because that day you need to stay up. I always plan for you to stay up that full day so that way the next day you're on their time.
Yes. I, one of the things that I have realized is you learn your route. When you're going somewhere, you learn your route before you go. And if you're using rideshare, you use that MapQuest on your phone, on your own phone. You've got MapQuest. So if you go, you know how to get from point A to point B in a vehicle. And if they go off of that route, it's going to show up on your phone. And always let at least one or two people know where you are, your travel itinerary, your numbers, your emergency numbers. You have the emergency numbers. You have different specific numbers for the country that you're going to, the consulate. You let let people know what you are doing. I know you want to be private, but that's a dangerous situation now.
That's what happened to us in Israel. I got to be educated that in the embassy over there, it's so important when you go out the country to get insurance. Now, first of all, I'm not selling nothing. I'm just letting you know.
Insurance.
I'm just letting you know that because we got in Israel for, 14 days, and at the end they saw 220 of us going back in New York, and they said, oh, we can get something out of the pilot says, oh, we can make sure they're stranded, and we finally will get what we wanted. And so I wasn't there on business. However, I'm told to make sure I tell my company where if something happens to contact them first. But the embassy, I called, and they said, we give you 3 days before we get involved.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to understand where you're going, what the procedures are. So we had insurance. They took care of us. We got back on a plane the next day, but the embassy was not getting involved until it was 3 days.
Unless it's an extreme situation.
If they're in wartime. Now, when we were in Bahamas, they locked up in the
or weather-related.
Right.
Yeah. If it's like a hurricane, tornado or something, they get involved. But right off, no, they don't. But it's still good to have their contact information.
Yes.
Because, sometimes it says have it illegal information, illegal contact when you go to certain places because some folks can't help you. You call your brother, your sister, your husband or something. They can't help you if you got one phone call.
Right.
It better be to somebody who's going to be able to help you.
Maybe you also make a copy of your passport and your identity and leave it at home and take it on with you just in case it's picked up by someone that accidentally picked it up. I'll just say it that way.
Yeah.
But make sure make sure you leave a copy. I had someone that went off to Jamaica. Their passport was stolen, and I was able to, I had a copy of it kept with me, and I was able to fax it over to the embassy, and they were able to get back home.
Oh, great.
So things like that we get to learn, and I have traveled from a young age, just like you, Ms. Azul, and I've taught my children to do that. So they won't be fearful, and they get to know, learn all their cultures, that, which is so beautiful. Purpose, traveling with purpose and enjoyment, and the art and the museum. We got to, with them learning that at a young age, seed in their minds that now they like to travel more than usual as the other young people.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's so much that we have to share, but I've got to take this last break. Lord have mercy. Why we got to take this last break?
That's all right. Got to take care of this.
got to take. Okay.
Got to take care of the bills. Got to take care of
the bills. Here's something that there's no voice to it, but let's just share it. There is going to be a Chicago Book Fair. Spring Fling, and that's, let's see, in April. I see my thing here is covered it up. April 29th.
10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Thank you, because my stuff is all covered up.
Like April the 20th, that's on a Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Daddy Shabazz Academy.
Right here in Chicago. Yes, and that is going to be hosted by our Tuesday sister,
all right,
Asada. And let me just go over, you know, we have here at the Female Solution, we have our own website, of course, a website, thefemalesolution.com. And when we say the Female Solution, it's not just for females. Oh, no, 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 no. We are for the human race. That's everyone, no matter what age, because we are world leaders. And I just want to share with you right now our site. Maybe I can pull that site up. Let's see, I can share. Hold on, I'm coming, y'all.
You're doing excellent.
It takes a minute, and you know, I don't like the quiet, the face dead air, I call it. But here we are, the Female Solution, and we are global leaders. So on Mondays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda. Okay. You can start off your week with relaxation. If you're stressed out, if you're not sure what to do, sometimes you just need to breathe, relax, a stress relief session every morning starting at 7 a.m. It is relaxing. You learn how to breathe and exhale. And also, Zelda is our advocate for homelessness. Oh, my goodness. The homelessness all around the globe is something to be desired. And it is a challenging situation. So please, please, please reach out, understand. And not only does Zelda focus on the homeless, her other passion is the children. So they are have that teen talent contest, and you can always reach her on the Higher Learning TV show. On Tuesdays, Gathering with the Grass with Asada, the Soulful Chicago Book Fair founder, Asada introduces exciting authors who share thought-provoking stories in their books. And hopefully, Nanette, you can become one
of those in that library. You can meet the authors at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair, and we do have virtual opportunities as well. And that happens throughout the year, and as you read earlier, the next one is going to be in April at the Betty Shabazz School. And then on Wednesdays, again, at 7 a.m., 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and coordinate your time all around the globe. Of course, we're repairing broken families with Naima, our executive producer, and her co-host, Kareem Hamid. Historian, author Naima Latif is joined by her co-host Kareem Hamid and the AM 360 radio audience to discuss relationships between men and women, husbands and wives, as the foundation of all society. So listen as they get to the root and repair the damage relationships have in order to build stronger families and communities. That's what they're doing there. And then we have Dave, yay, Shop with Zoe to get the best deals for clothing, housewares, health and beauty supplies, and all kinds of newly invented gadgets. And she comes up with and Zoe is has started the advocacy and the planning for all of us to travel to China and shop.
Ooh.
So we're going to get ready for that. And then we roll it on down with Friday's Health and Well-Being with Beata. Beata, we start off with at 7 a.m. Central Time with Beata rolling the joint. Getting our body in shape. Health and well-being with Beata, we are mind, body, and spirit. Pain is a sign that one of these systems is out of balance, creating disease. So our bodies are designed to be self-healing. Healthy food, pure water, and clean air, along with positive thoughts and emotions, can keep us in a state of and wellness. So get the latest health news from Life Coach Beata, Dr. Beata, and enjoy your invigorating exercise session, because I tell you, it's something that you need to do. She shares it with you on Friday, but you need to remember the thought process each and every day and put those actions to work. And then on our Saturdays, we have various hosts. On our first Saturday, of course, on Saturdays, we start 12 noon Central Standard Time, Success Strategies with Zana, best-selling author Zana Brooks of London, England. Yes, she broadcasts all the way from London, England, shares success strategies that are often as simple as learning a technique called nonviolent communication. She is passionate about her nonviolent communication. She even has a blog, Nonviolent Communication, on Facebook. So this means that communication, which is diffuses conflicts and fosters mental respect. So we want you to listen and learn, because we need more diffusion on conflict. This world is so full of conflict. And just imagine, Zana is in England. They're having the same problem. They have the same homelessness. They have some of our children that come on with the talent show. They come from other parts of the world. And it is not just solely right here. It is in our faith. Now, on second Saturday, you can walk in your authority with Mama Joy, and engage in invigorating conversations with Mama Joy and her guests as she empowers and we empower ourselves as women to rebuild our communities, and not just the physical structure of the community, but the foundation of a cooperative relationship between one another based on love, kindness, compassion, sharing.
love your neighbor as yourself. Walk in your authority with Mama Joy. That's on the second Saturday. And then the third Saturday, you're here with me. Hello. And everything else. On the fourth Saturday, that's when our global virtual team talent competition with Higher Learning Network TV is going on. And I mean, I tell you, the youth are amazing. And all you have to do, as the video indicated a little earlier that I played, to get those MP4s, send them in. Let them be like 1 minute along. Send them in, and you can win cash. Now, it is not just for the United States. No matter where you are in the world, you can submit. So if you have a son or a daughter or a niece, a nephew, a cousin, a friend, an associate, you're an educator and you've got some children, you know that are talented. And honey, we know all of our babies are talented.
Yes.
They've got talents in many ways. They can sing, they can talk, they can write, they can prepare, they can build things, they can cook the culinary. They are our future. Honey, we got to feed into them because they're the ones that's going to be pushing us around later on. When we remember we say, we're not doing it no more. Nobody got to do it. But now we know that sometimes there are fifth Saturdays. So on our fifth Saturday, 12 noon, we converse and motivate at the Elevate Cafe right here in Chicago, where you could be authors, film producers, and other exciting guests in person while we sip tea and coffee at the Elevate Cafe, 1968 East 73rd, although it is going to be broadcast all around the world. This is owned by podcast host Jocelyn Brooks, who owns the Elevate Cafe, where you can elevate your consciousness in the company of progressive-minded people, sharing wisdom, knowledge, understanding through inspirational conversations. So mark your calendars every fifth Saturday. And, of course, we're not going to miss out on Sunday. Now, Sunday is a full day, but Sunday, Soul Purpose Healing at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Soul Purpose Healing, Beata is coming back. Yes, she's got a lot to talk about. So here we are, eternal souls having a temporary physical experience on this planetary school of Earth. Our soul's purpose is to learn how to love. In order to do that, we need to form, to heal from many hurtful traumas from our life experience. So join Viana and she shares spiritual insight from wisdom teachers around the world. Thank you all of our sisters, and these are just our current sisters that we have in place, our many. As you can tell, we are here on our tree. We have so many sisters, future sisters that will be coming, and we are enjoying. You know, we talked a little bit about our products. Let me just show you what our products are. There's a bag that, the handy travel bag that expands. You see, it's two zippers down there. And around the bag, on a carry-on, you know, how you have your roller bag, you can slip that on. And then here's the tea, where you can breathe better. The hiney warmer, that is something. Because of all her travels, sometimes you have to use the washroom in other places, undesirable places, and they're cold. So if you can't necessarily sanitize the toilet, you just pop this one on.
Oh.
You got your own. It's right there, and it's warm. And then we're building this catalog
here are the foot warmers, the fancy foot warmers. Again, traveling in the undesirable locations or climates that are not favorable, you need those foot warmers, or you can use them as hand warmers. Many things. So we have our prosperity partners. You can become a prosperity partner, share our products by phone. Just come to the Female Solution product and share the opportunity. We have them for you. Now, if you want to advertise with us, you certainly can. You can just reach out to us, and we will send you documentation where you can advertise and send your rate card, all that kind of thing. Never forget, the Female Solution Global Radio TV show is part of the On Air Everywhere network. We are on air everywhere all day long, and here is our sign on for On Air Everywhere. Be a part of it. Our daily news is here, and we thank our executive producer, Naima Latif, who is always here to help. Let me see if I can get her back on the line. She is still away, and I see Zoe stepped off. You are ready to come back, Zoe?
Yeah.
It has been such a blessing to be with the both of you.
Same, you know.
As
always. Me too.
As always. So, Nanette, do you have any closing thoughts that you wanted to share with the audience? I know it. Our time is almost over. It's 2 hours is never enough, especially, but that's okay. It's fine with me.
I just would like to say, as our theme for the day is self-love, not let it just be February, loving on yourself. Let it be every day. We stop every day at 6 p.m. I have an alarm on my phone. Just have to take a moment. However you take a moment to get your head together to pray, or take a moment to think about our children all over the world, and then we cover them. Self-love begins with you, even on the plane. When you're getting instructions or what you're supposed to do, if something was about to happen, what does it say? Put the oxygen on you first and then help others. So if we have self-love and build up ourselves and believe in ourselves, we will not miss what our purpose is.
Wow.
Even though life will hit you at different actions, I say life is like a highway. Exits are always there for you to get off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also you're there on the highway, and the speed sometimes is dictated by the people that are driving by you. Sometimes they make you go faster than you're supposed to. But remember, think of yourself. Love on yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
That way the road, I always look at it like this. That road sometimes can be rainy, stormy, and after the rain and the storm, the sun always comes and shines.
Isn't that something? You know, the sun is always out, even when it's cloudy.
Yes.
The sun is always shining. You know, before we go, I see we have a caller on.
Okay.
And I just want to bring them up to speed. 334-747. 334-747. You're on the line. Hello, could you give us your name, where you're calling from?
First and foremost, pray, God, Mother, God, and Father, God, this is Brother Neil, calling from Landon, Brother Chapman, Henry, Alabama, and I really enjoy listening to jokes and learning and feeling the love and learning so much. It's really a blessing to you to share the love and the wisdom and the beautiful.
Thank you, Brother Neil. We appreciate you being here. We certainly hope that it was definitely something that you can share with others, because I know you received it and you can share it with others. Thank you again for being here. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, we love. That's all part of that self-love, right?
That's it.
That's what we need. That's what we need. Let me get back to you ladies here because, oh, no. My heart just is so overwhelmed. Zoe, how's it going? Zoe, where are you located? Did you do some traveling this weekend?
Well, actually, I was supposed to on my road to Wisconsin, but I decided to go tomorrow, early in the morning tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm working. Basically, I work in Wisconsin. The project over there, I'm property managing. Building. But I want to talk about the self-love. I think we know when God sent Jesus to save us because God forgives the sin, okay? So if God can forgive us, we also can forgive ourselves. Self-love starting with forgiving ourselves. And let's not always compare to the Joneses, because you just said that's a bar that you set to shame yourself. God creates each of us uniquely. We do not have to compare with nobody. It's only ourselves. So let's forgive ourselves, forgive our friends and family. You know, love starts from forgiving, like God forgave us
with
the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So, like this month, to mark a new beginning, that if you have burden over your heart about things, you cannot forgive. Make a point, starting today, you do that, because that will set you on a new path of freedom.
Yes.
And also another way is to build the confidence is go travel alone.
Yes.
That makes your challenge. Because when I came back from Guatemala in 95, you know, I didn't speak Spanish. And I didn't know anything about Guatemala. And Guatemala was not safe at the time I traveled in 1995. Guatemala, safe and sound. And I said, if I can travel to Guatemala by myself, I can do anything in the world with no fear.
There you go.
So let's set a challenge for ourselves. And that's a confidence builder, that you can do anything.
Yes.
And nobody going to stop from you. It stops you from achieving that.
Yeah.
So I think like this new year, that's a venture for a goal for ourselves, yourself, and then
that's
yourself.
It. You know, we have some,
I'm so excited.
Oh, that's beautiful. I have to thank our producer. Help me out. Viata Robinson, who is our Friday, remember we went through the rundown on our Friday and our Sunday superstar. Says, great day, beautiful queens, listening and sending you love, light, and joy energy. Thank
beautiful.
You, Donna. Yes. And she says, yes, that travel bag is magic because she has used it. She knows. Naima said, I love the 2 days I spent in China all by myself. I look very different and probably look scary to some people. But she had no fear. That's
beautiful.
What it is. You've got to have
no fear.
You know, we do have to be aware of kidnapping and sex trafficking. And talking about that, I want to, share with everyone the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, 988, 24/7. You can call, text, or chat. 988, so like 911, you can do 988, and make sure that you take care of yourself.
Beautiful.
Okay. Naima also says, always use your sixth sense. It's soul-to-soul communication. It's never wrong.
That's it.
If you,
the Holy Spirit.
And you got to move on it. Don't sit there and say, should I, should I not? No. Move on it. You got to move on it. Viata coming back and said, great travel advice. Thank you, ladies. Yes, they did. Traveling to Cuba, the insurance was included and required the ticket price. And that's what some countries, even before the pandemic, some countries had begun making sure that you had travel insurance in order to travel. You couldn't buy a ticket. Some airlines, when you go to buy a ticket anywhere, it that travel insurance automatically comes up. It automatically cues in. Travel insurance, even if you're traveling within the United States, you should have travel insurance. The first time I ever purchased insurance, I've been blessed not to have to need it in my travels. And yes, me as a travel advisor, I've just started purchasing travel insurance. Now, I purchased it for the whole year in insurance.
But I also kind of want to share my experience with the travel insurance. Sometimes I did that last summer. I took my mom to Haiti because of her visa issue. I wasn't sure I would be coming back at the scheduled time. So I bought the insurance for both my mom and myself. And then my our flight was delayed for 12 hours. So the travel insurance kicked in.
That's it.
But using it, the credit is another story. Insurance with credit is, that means nothing. When they give you a credit, it's so hard to use it.
Yeah.
So,
Well, you have to, you have to have your own. You have to have that spare, when you travel, you have to have that spare credit card on the side.
Just in case.
Just in case of emergency. Not one that you're going to use, but just in case of that emergency, you should have that to kick in. Because when you need it for credit, it could be a challenge. Then you have to know what insurance you have. There is just not one cookie cutter.
Right.
You know, what does it cover? What does it not cover? When does it kick in? Who is it covering? And do they have 24-hour service? Do they have 24-hour language? Do they have an app? Or do you have to make a call? There's so many variations to insurance, just like with everything else. You have to know, and that's why it's good to have that travel advisor on your side to be able to help you navigate these things. The travel advisor can't make your decision for you, but they can give you the tools so you can make the decision, and they can help you to navigate that. So, yeah.
Most of your major credit cards like Chase, Wells Fargo, they you used to always let them know when you're going, but they always know where you are now because they know your business more. But also they will step in too. We had a person I'm going to say it real quickly. When you go to buy some of these also discount prices and you don't buy it directly like Delta, you don't buy it directly, you go through another source, you have to make sure you understand if they don't send that money on to Delta, when you go to get that ticket, Delta will not have that money. So you have to make sure, watch even discount prices.
Yes.
Because that
don't travel cheap. Please.
We got to the airline. We had bought our tickets. But guess what? The relationship I had with my bank, they went on and gave an advance, and we were able to go on our trip. Well, that's because of the relationship I already had with my bank.
Yes.
They don't do as much as they used to because so many people, more people are getting in the situation. But good, and we thank you for having us. I have to say this before you leave. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for the love.
Absolutely.
Thank you for letting women know that you're not alone. In any situation you need to deal with, there is someone to talk to.
Yes.
Don't beat up yourself no more. Love yourself.
Thank you, Viata. Great show, ladies. Viata said great show. Learned a lot today. Thanks us. We are so blessed to be in this space. And, yes, I'm going to say blessed, okay?
Yes.
Yes. No best, just blessed.
Not lucky, blessed.
Yes. Thank you all for joining us. Those of you who wanted to say something but could not, those of you who need to reach out to me a little later, send me a text. Send me a text. Send me an email, Deborah.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. That's Deborah.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. It could be about it. A challenge you're having, a question, or you stuck, somebody's bullying you. Come on now.
We're going to
let people bullying you. Don't let them people bully you. You're better than that. If they're bullying you, that's because they got a problem.
That's it.
Not you. They got
you're
a problem.
Beautiful.
So let me share the ending here. I want to bid you all farewell. I
love you.
We've come to the end of our show today. If you missed any broadcast, go to our website for the audio and video archives at www.thefemalesolution.com. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family joining us from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xie xie. India, danyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria, esse. South Africa, Diabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Ashakur, Saudi Arabia, and Palestine, Shukran, Assalam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, and may peace be upon you, and the mercy of God, and God's blessing. Thank you.